And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. While he was in Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night, and said,
Solomon, ask what I shall give thee.
Ask of thee anything, O Lord?
Anything, Solomon, and I shall give it thee.
Thou hast shown great love to David, my father. Thou gavest him a throne to sit upon. This day thou hast made me to sit upon that throne, even though I be but a child, knowing not how to walk in or to go out. I am in the midst of thy people, a great people, so great they cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. Therefore, O Lord, give me an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this thy great people?
Do you not wish for a long life?
I wish only to serve thee, O Lord, and thy people.
Surely you wish for riches and honor and glory for thyself.
Nay, O Lord, only wisdom do I desire, that thy people may be governed according to thy will.
The enemies of Israel are many. Do you not wish for their lives?
O Lord God of Israel, I plead only for the ability justly to rule and govern thy great and mighty people.
Behold, Solomon, my son, I shall do according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee.
But Solomon, it was only a dream. Surely you do not believe in dreams?
It was the Lord speaking to me.
And he's going to give you great wisdom?
That is not all.
It isn't?
No, he went on to say that he was also giving me what I did not ask for, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any king like unto me anywhere. Then I awoke.
You admit it was only a dream, yet you believe that the Lord will give you great wisdom and riches and glory?
He will, if I walk in his way and keep his statutes. Today, scribe, I wish to go before the Ark of the Covenant and offer peace offerings before the Lord. Tell the high priest that I come to the tabernacle and to make ready for my visit. Prepare a feast, scribe, a feast for all the people, that they may rejoice with me and make praises unto the Lord, who has so greatly blessed and prospered my reign.
King Solomon, the great and mighty and wise king of all Israel, entereth. Bend the knee and give attention.
You may arise. Before entering into the joys of this feast of thanksgiving to our God, let us sing his praises. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
He only doeth wondrous things.
He only doeth wondrous things.
And blessed be his glorious name forever.
And blessed be his glorious name forever.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Lackey, have the fatted calf and wine served, for this is a day of celebration and great rejoicing in all Israel.
Oh,
Sarah, isn't it wonderful? We're both going to have a child. We'll bring them up together. They'll be playmates. Learn to depend on each other. Love each other.
I hope mine's a boy.
Well, I'd like to have a girl.
Maybe they'll grow up and marry each other. Who knows?
We've decided, haven't we, that we'll have no physician or midwife attending the births?
Oh, yes, I think that's the best.
I can hardly wait. A son. I have a son. Isn't he cute?
Maybe I'll have a daughter.
A boy. You too have a son.
Two boys. They won't grow up to marry each other, but maybe instead they'll be lifelong friends, work together and play together.
If you ask me, I think both baby boys are cute. Handsome. You just wait and see. They'll take the eye of every young lady when they get older.
Isn't it wonderful? Two sons and only 3 days difference in their ages. Oh, I'm so happy that you and I are such good friends. What would I do without you?
And die without you.
Your Majesty, the next case concerns two women, each claiming the other cheated her out of her child.
Cheated each other out of her child? Sounds impossible. Should be an interesting case. Bring them before me.
Yes, sire.
Bring the two women before His Majesty.
Your Majesty,
this woman...
Only one at a time. You speak first. Tell His Majesty exactly what happened.
Well, Your Majesty, this woman and I each bore a son. I was present at her delivery and she at mine. They were only 3 days apart. No one was present but the two of us. During the night, this woman's child died, and she arose and took my baby son from beside me while I slept, and put her dead son in my bosom, and took my son into her bosom, and in the
That's
morning...
That's not true,
the...
Your Majesty. That's what she did. In the morning when I awoke, my little child was dead. But when I considered the matter and looked closely at the living baby, I realized it was mine.
He's mine. Your son is the one who died.
He's mine. The living baby is mine. The dead one, yours.
He's mine.
He isn't yours.
Ladies.
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty.
I think the first one is telling the truth, Your Majesty. I think the child is hers.
We shall see. General, give me your sword.
Yes, sire.
Now, we shall take the sword and divide the living baby in half. And give one half to one mother and the other half to the other mother. Lay the child down, and General...
No! You... No, Your Majesty. Give her the living child. Do not slay it.
Let the child be neither hers or mine, but divided as you say, Your Majesty.
Scribe, this woman, the one who does not wish to have the baby slain, this is the true mother. Give the child to her.
But, Your Majesty,
oh,
I thought you...
My son. Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you.
And all Israel and all the nations round about heard of the judgment which King Solomon had made. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.